Doyle won't say much about what's in his speech, but if history is any guide, he can be expected to mention taxes repeatedly. In each of his previous three State of the State addresses, Doyle has hammered home his campaign pledge to not raise taxes. Consider these comments as examples. Doyle made them at four different points during his speech last year.
While standing firm against raising taxes, I will balance this budget without raising taxes. We save taxpayers $25 million. And most importantly, we did it without raising taxes.
And that was just a sampling. In his 2003 address, he mentioned the T word 15 times. He hit on taxes 29 times in 2004 and 28 times last year. To be fair, he's not the only one who drives the issue home at the Wisconsin Capitol. The crux of much of the debate between Doyle and Republicans is over who's treating taxpayers better. It's an issue both sides have tried to own. Which is why it's no surprise that Doyle plans to cover the topic again on Tuesday night, while the spotlight belongs to him.
Well, you can expect that I'm going to say that we have to continue to live within our means and we have to do it without raising taxes.
It will set the tone for a message Wisconsin residents will hear often this election year from both Doyle and his Republican opponents. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.